the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, August 25th, for discussion of Senate Bill 5554A. This is a bill that basically deals with the local option problem that I think slipped through the cracks. It clarifies the state school funding trigger as per the agreements that were made and has some conflict amendments. Perhaps we'll have a good representative from Myrtle Creek lead us through this.
Thank you,
Representative Morgan.
Mr. Co-Chair, the Education Subcommittee approved the following for Senate Bill 5554, which in its original form is a blank appropriation bill, a $400,000 general fund appropriation for the local option equalization grants account to provide state grants to eligible school districts levying a local option property tax, amendments that clarify the trigger language in House Bill 5077 for additional funding for the state school fund, and conflict amendment for references between House Bills 5067 and 5077. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5554 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Questions? Senator Harper.
Susan, this $400,000, is that in addition to the 5.2, or is that out of the...
This is additional to the 5.2 for districts that are already involved in the local options program. And the districts are Pendleton, Colton, Sherman, and Oakland.
Is this the way we did it in the last biennium, added it to the state school fund?
Yes.
Okay. Further questions, Senator Messerly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be a courtesy vote to get this out of the fold to the floor. But I have grave concerns about the impact this has to the ending balance. And it's my understanding that this at least potentially could decrease the ending balance by about $30 million. And I think that this body is being very irresponsible in if we close this session with the projected $140 million, as I understand, as was in 5077, as our cushion going into the coming session, or coming biennium, excuse me, with the projections that we're expecting in September and beyond, with the potential for expenditures in fighting forest fires, with the potential ballot measure coming up dealing with the revenue sources. I just think it's extremely irresponsible to balance this budget with such a very low ending balance.
Just as a matter of record, I point out that this actually guarantees us a $100 million minimum ending balance, and this is probably as big an official ending balance as we've had in the 8 years that I've served in the state legislature that we've gone home with. Just to put that on the record. Further questions? Okay, objections?
Mr. Chair, could we just slow up for a moment for those of us who just got the word to come down here? Give us a few minutes to look at what we're doing and tell us what we're doing.
We're moving the local option grant and clarification of school trigger and some conflict amendments.
Senator Gordley, if I might, this is the bill that we passed out of the Education Subcommittee this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mr. Chair, some of us just got called off the Senate floor to come down here. That's why I'm asking. It's just okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Further questions? Further concerns? Seeing none, objections?
Mr. Chair, if you don't need my vote, I would like to object.
That would be fine. Senator Messerly, is an objection? Senator George is an objection. Seeing no others, we'll pass Senate Bill. Is it Senate Bill?
Yes.
Senate Bill 5554 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We'll recess the committee. So watch your emails. Make sure your staff is on board. If you don't have staff, make sure that you're watching and check for that. Recess.